How's it going?
יסדר, בכל דבר, בכל דבר. ערב צח, ערב זח. כאן אני יזהר, עומר פה לידי. ולידינו, אתם לא מכירים אותה, יושבת אידה, שעובדת פה בבקתה בשם ינדבו, אחת הבקתות הכי יפות והכי ותיקות, אמרנו, the oldest in Norway. And we are going to interview her a little bit about walking the heart, walking for the DNT, the Norwegian Tourist Association, hiking, trekking, nature association. The DNT, Nature Association, DNT.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure that everybody will find something interesting to look at. So maybe you want just to tell us a little bit about yourself, Ida?
Yes. Well, I'm... yeah.
You can speak to us. It's okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, I'm 24 years old. I'm from Norway. And I've been working at this cabin in the middle of Jotunheimen for 8 years now, since I was 17 years old. And it works like, well, we work 4 months a year. So it doesn't really combine well with other stuff. So I've had a really random lifestyle for the last 8 years to be here. So. Yeah, it has been really nice, but this has been my first priority, and yeah. So I really like to be outside a lot, and that's how I ended up here also, yeah.
You told us before we started that you applied to work here when you were already 10 years old.
Ah, yes. I didn't really know what working was. I just knew that I wanted to be here forever. So... when I got the job at 17, I didn't really get it because I needed a job. I just wanted to be here forever. So I was really happy. Yeah.
Oh, super romantic. Yeah. Nice. What is the DNT? Like, how come you knew it so early? What are you doing? What are you working for?
Well, the DNT is... every Norwegian knows about the DNT.
It's everyone in the world, I think, knows about the DNT.
Oh, the DNT.
Yeah, it's quite famous, the DNT.
Okay, sure. Cool.
No.
Let's say that it sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's quite famous, the DNT and the idea.
Yeah. Well, I think the idea is just to have this opportunity to have a place everywhere in the country to have shelter and food, even with staffed huts or like self-service. So it's a lot of different cabins here and there, but the principle is to have shelter and food everywhere.
And DNT stands for?
The Norwegian Tourist Association. Mm. But it doesn't really sound right when I translate it. Because it's more like people hiking association. Yeah.
People hiking association. Yeah, it's much better in translation.
Yeah.
How it sounds in Norwegian?
The Norske Turistforeningen.
Much better. What is your favorite word in Norwegian?
Word. Oi.
Oi. Very Jewish of you again. Oi.
Oi. I don't know. Can I think about it?
Yes. What is yours?
In Norwegian?
No, in Hebrew.
Oh.
Mine?
Yes.
I guess yalla. You know yalla? What is yalla?
Yalla? We use yalla.
Ah, yes?
Yeah.
And
but I don't know if we use it right.
Yeah. What do you mean? When you said yalla, what?
It means like if something seems like it's from the Middle East, Eastern part of the world, because we have a lot of people with shops and really, really nice food and stuff here. And if we see that kind of style, we say it's yalla. Oh.
Nice, okay. New stuff.
I don't know if that's right, but yeah. I hope it is.
It works well.
I hope it is.
It works well. Can you tell us a little bit about this cool hut that we spent like 2 nights now here? A little bit?
Yeah, it is the oldest tourist cabin we have here in Norway that's staffed now. It's 152 years old now.
Oh, wow.
It was... established in 1871, So it's a lot of history here.
And since the beginning, it's for tourists, like for hikers, for nature.
Just shelter and it was really small. It was just that hut over there and the stone cabin that Yendine, which is a farmer's girl that's really famous here, lived here for a long while.
Ah, this is why it's called Yendine.
No, but she was baptized here. And also Grieg, you know?
Yeah, Edvard Grieg, the composer.
He has a lot of pieces from music that he has heard here from Yendine. Yendine's Bottenlot, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe this will be like the soundtrack for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Peer Gynt.
Peer Gynt. That was over Bessegin there.
What do you mean?
Peer Gynt, he traveled over Bessegin with his goat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, I think Bessegin can be seen in the video.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's one of the most classic.
Classic. Classic Norwegian. Zeverot of Chum. This and brown sauce are like Norwegian classics. How is it to be a seasonal worker?
I really like it. It's really intense when we do it. And then you have... Well, you're really 100% on when you work 24/7. And it's not like you're home, going to work and go home. You're here all the time. So it's a lifestyle. And then suddenly you don't work. And that's also nice. So, yeah. I think either you love it or you hate it, since you can't catch a break.
So how often you catch a break here?
That's some hours here and some hours there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. But we get free time and then we can hike and sleep. Yeah.
Good. What was the last time you went to hike and sleep?
Actually, yesterday.
Okay.
It was really nice. Yeah, that's why you didn't see me in the reception. Yeah, I was over there.
Did you ever got a chance to see, like, we travel like around like few days now, but we saw only two Israelis, but there are any Israelis that coming here at all?
Yeah, earlier years I've been like, oi, people from Israel, that's rare. But this year it's every day.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
So. What are the Israeli tourists a bit different than the European? How do you see it as one that works? It's okay, you don't need to be politically correct. Yes.
Yeah, no,
it's not
it's
a PC
okay.
podcast.
It's just I think it's really nice because a lot of the Israel what do you say? Israelites?
Israelis.
Yeah, Israelites. That has gone over, they have been really direct, and that's really nice.
Okay.
I like it. But
classic.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe we'll see when more people comes. It has only been for a couple of weeks now that we've been open. So, yeah.
Okay. And now maybe the hardest question. What is your favorite spot over here in Norway?
Yeah, it's not actually that hard because it's here, I think.
Over here?
Yeah.
No. So give us another one. another place.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. You know? Cool. But I lived in Lofoten for a year. And there's this spot where I used to climb and read. That I really liked by the ocean. It's really nice to be by the ocean. So I think that's it. It's called Kalle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lofoten זה איים בצפון של נורווגיה. מאוד מאוד מרשימים. עוד אזור כמו יוטנהיימן, שאפשר ממש ללכת בו, ומבחינת נוף הוא מאוד דרמטי. דרמטי. I think that's it, no?
Yeah.
You have anything you want to say to the Israeli listen out there in the Middle East, except of Yala?
Yala. I feel like I should say something to you guys. You should come here to Norway. It's really nice.
And
a bit cold, which is really nice. I think it's too hot when I travel south.
That's a good message for Israelis. Come to Norway. It is expensive, but come.
Yes, it's a bit cheaper this year because of the, what do you
corona.
Call it? Yeah, the war and stuff.
War and stuff.
We have expensive beers, but yeah.
Nice. Thank you very much, Ede. It was really lovely to talk to you. I hope, I think it will be super interesting, and I hope that, actually we'll see you in 2 weeks again. But also next year, I hope we'll see you again.
I can think about something to say to the Israel people.
All right. And you haven't told us what is your favorite word yet.
Oh, no.
But it's okay, we can keep it for next year recording.
Norwegian is a stupid language.
It's a good line to finish the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Toda rabba. Bye bye. הוא נראה פה כמה יפה פה. היא לא סתם אוהבת לעבוד פה. מטורף פה.